begin a series that on the prodigal sons, and sons is plural, and it'll probably be 3 to 4 weeks, so you have to come back next week to finish and catch the rest of a lot of things I'm not going to say. In fact, I have more things that I say that I could ever say in the next period of time, but it's really I don't know if there's words to express the beauty of the truth of this parable that we all know so well. Most of us have heard it, some of us have studied it, but it's the depths of which are endless, unfathomable. And I realized that I could do 20 messages on it and still would not exhaust the depth of the prodigal sons. But today what I want to simply do is introduce it and make a couple of points to leave you with as we move into it. But can we just pray before we begin and just ask God to speak to you and speak to me and help me communicate this, but we want God to really touch us with his love. We've been singing about his righteousness, his love,